When Bill Gothard called me the first time, somebody from his ministry had been down here to one of these healing schools and got healed and went back and told him, Mr. Gothard, I come to Dallas and I went to a healing school down there that Thurman Scrivener teaches and God healed me. So he called me. He won't know how I did it. I told him with the Word of God. He said, well, I'd like to have you speak at one of my conferences. I said, well, sir, I don't know who you are, Bill Gothard. I didn't know who he was. I'd never heard of him. And I said, you know, I would rather that you listen to some of my teaching before you ask me to teach at one of your seminars. I said, how many people come? He said, all 3,000 to 10,000. I thought, wow. You know, this guy's been around a while. You know, so, but I said, I still, brother, you listen because I don't want somebody to be disillusioned, you know. So I sent him and his board, some of my teaching. Boy, 2 or 3 or 4 weeks later, they called back and asked me question after question. And then Bill called me back and said, Thurman, I'd have to change the whole Baptist doctrine for you to teach at my seminar. I said, well, that's what I thought. So I said, that's why. He said, but I'd love for you to speak here, but said, I can't let you. I said, that's okay, no problem. I said, I work for the King of the Universe. If he wants me to speak at that seminar, he'll make a way for me to be there. Do you know that he's the king?
Amen.
Do you know he's still in charge, whether we believe it or not? You know? And Bill said, well, yeah, he will. And so I said, okay. So a few weeks later, Bill called me with a young man by the name of Andy Warner. Now, Andy was his right-hand man. He's in his 20s. He's a fine young man. He works with Bill Gothard, but he was down on his back. When he called me, he said, Thurman, Andy walked in my office today, and he's walking in a walker, and said he's in his 20s. And he said, the doctor gave him 3 options, and all 3 of them eventually lead to back surgery. He said, I told him, Andy, let's call Thurman and see what he says. And I said, well, Bill, it's real simple. The boy's got a sin in his life. I said, put him on the phone. Let me talk to him. So put him on speakerphone. I said, Andy, you got a sin in your life. Mr. Scrivener, I work for Mr. Gothard. You know, and I'm Jesus 24/7. I said, well, I appreciate all that, but I said, you know, a curse causeless doesn't come to rest. You know, Proverbs 26:2, you have a curse of some kind upon your life. Now then, in Proverbs 26:2, we read this right here, so that they might learn that one is punished by the very things by which one sins. Now, if you see somebody with certain sins in certain areas, you know what they've been doing to a certain degree. But we go to Proverbs 26:2. And I want you to look at this. Like a fluttering sparrow or a darting swallow, an unfair curse will not land on its intended victim. In other words, you don't get a spanking if you've been a good boy or a good girl. Is that right?
Right.
But if you've been a bad boy or a bad girl, you can get a spanking from God. I mean, and he can give you a big one. He knows how to do it. But the average person, of course, don't. It's like we just totally missed it. But anyway, as I talked to Andy on the phone, I found a young man that was a very fine young man. I didn't find any sin in his life. I talked to him a long time. And I finally come down and I said, well, Andy, I only have one thought left, and that is that you just don't believe the promises of God. I said, I see that has got to be your sin. He said, Mr. Scrivener, I believe everything in this book. I said, well, you think you do, but I said, either you don't know it or you don't believe it. And I said, if you don't believe it, that's a sin. Somebody said, that's a sin? Do you know Romans 14:23 says, anything you do that's not according to faith is sin. You know how easy it is to sin? It's too easy.
Yep.
It's too easy to sin. But I told him, I said, you got to sin. And he said, well, I believe every promise in God's Word. I said, well, then you don't know him. He said, well, I've studied the Bible. I said, well, you don't know him. I said, I'm going to prove a point to you, son. I said, turn to this one promise. If you know the book and if you believe the book, I said, then you really wouldn't be down in your back. Because I said, whenever the back pain started coming, I said, you would have taken a mighty scripture like Matthew 18:19 and 20, and you would have stood on it. And I said, would you turn to Matthew 18:19 and 20 and read that for me, Andy? And so he turned to Matthew 18, 19, and 20. And it says, again, I say unto you, isn't that awesome? That if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. So, you reckon Jesus is here today? He got to be. There's not just two of us here. Wow, there's a whole bunch of us here. So the king is walking up and down the aisles right here with us today. He's looking for faith. He's looking for sin. He's looking for repentance of sin. And where it happens, he's the healer. I'm not the healer. The king is the miracle worker. And I've seen him do miracles. I mean, I've seen him do things that only he can do. If you have not seen some of these testimonies, you get those testimonies we got back there, Miraculous Healings. There's two DVDs back there with 16 30-minute shows on those about people that God has done miraculous healings on. I mean, some of them are just blow your socks off. He's so good. I love it. Just like the one you got about God's power. I think about the little girl. There was a little girl and her daddy down there at the Bill Gothard conference that day. And when I told the story about Philip, which Philip's up there and right now, Phil, of course, he's 24 years old now, but Phil, when he was 11, he was a little boy covered with warts and scars. And I had prayed. I'd been over to their home, and I'd asked the Father in Jesus' name, according to this very scripture right here, to take all the warts off of Phil's body and take all the scars off. And within 4 weeks, every wart and every scar was gone off his body. And somebody said, I ain't never seen nobody receive a miracle. Well, talk to him, you know. And after the church is over today, you can talk to Phil. He's up there. He can tell you. You know, this really happened to him. But this little girl, she looked up at her daddy and said, Daddy, I believe she had, it was either 13 or 16 warts she had on the back of her hand. She said, Daddy, if Jesus loved Philip enough to do that for him, he will do it for me. And her daddy and her come to see me after the teaching. And he said, Thurman, as God is my witness, I never saw anything like this in my life. When my daughter made that statement, every one of those warts fell off of her hand on the floor without a mark left on her hand. Now, do we serve an awesome Jesus? See, that little girl had great faith in her king. He was walking right along there. He was right there in front of her. And when she said that to her daddy, he said, you know, this little daughter, she really believes me. And all he had to do is just touch it. Bam. And they all fell off on the floor.
Awesome.
I mean, he is awesome, isn't he? We serve an awesome God. But I love serving a God like that. I love a God that backs up what I say from his word. I love a God that does those kind of things. Because I don't do none of these miracles. I don't do none of these healings. I just teach his word. And he does all the rest. But I've seen him do thousands of healings and hundreds of miracles. And it's just awesome to see God do these wonderful things. But it's like he said there. I told Andy, I said, you don't believe this. And he looked at that and he said, you know, sir, I guess you're right. If I had believed it, I would have got somebody and we would have agreed in prayer. And then I'd have begun to worship and praise the Lord and thank him that I was healed, wouldn't I? I said, that's exactly right. I said, now, see, but your sin of unbelief has kept you from believing that. So I said, that's sin. I said, tell the Lord right now you're sorry for not believing his word and not knowing his word. Because he told you in 2 Timothy 2:15, study my word. He didn't tell you to read it. He said, study it to show yourself approved unto God. There's a very few people in the church do that. We don't take time to read this book. Who needs the Bible? You know, it's an old book written thousands of years ago. Nobody needs that old thing. Some people don't even take it to church when they go to church. Isn't that awesome? Let me tell you, I found out that book is the most important thing in the world. If there was only one thing I could keep in the world, only one, it would be my Bible. You could have everything else I got but my Bible. When you get my Bible, it's going to be after the battle. I mean, I ain't giving up my word. It is the most powerful thing I have ever had in my life. And it has brought more results than anything. The Bible is God's Word. It's forever settled in heaven. It cannot be broken. All these things are written in the book. It's the most awesome book in the world. But you've got to believe this book is the Word of God. And when Andy, when I said, Andy, you repent for not believing that Scripture. And on the phone he said, Lord, I repent. I guess I really didn't believe that. So he said, Lord, I repent for not believing your Word. And I said, now, Father, in the name of Jesus, on behalf of Matthew 18, 19, and 20, I ask you, first of all, to forgive Andy, and then I want to thank you for forgiving him. Then I'm going to ask you to do a complete healing on Andy's back. And I said, Lord, thank you that your promises are always yes. I said, Andy, all you need to do is praise the Lord, throw away your walker, and he'll heal you. I said, I got to go to a Bible study. I hung up the phone. I said, call me tomorrow with your praise report. And I hung up the phone. And when I hung up the phone, God instantly healed Andy Warner. And that night he run and played. And the next morning at 7 o'clock, Bill Gothard and Andy was on the telephone. And he called and he said, Thurman, as soon as you prayed for Andy last night, God healed him. He said he's been running all over the place all night. He said he's perfect this morning. He said, what you teach works. I said, well, I know it's God's Word. You know, so it's just God's Word. Well, a couple of weeks later, he called me with Robert. And now Robert was down on his back, and he couldn't even get out of bed at all. Now, Andy could walk with a walker, but Robert couldn't. And I said, well, the boy's got a sin. He said, Thurman, you keep saying this. But he said, I have a problem believing that all sickness is caused by sin. I said, well, the boy's got a sin. Well, it took me a while to find his sin. And when I finally found his sin, you know what his sin was? I asked, now, he was in his mid-20s, and I asked Robert the question. I said, Robert, have you ever had sex with a woman yet? I said, are you married? He said, no. I said, you ever had sex with a woman? No. He said, I am not. I'm a virgin. I said, well, great. I said, that's really a great standard. I said, there's not many 25, 26-year-old boys left like that. I said, but that's really a good thing. I said, that you've kept yourself clean and pure before God. But I said, the Lord is leading me to believe that there's some kind of adultery in your life.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.